is a currency. Spend yours wisely. Whether you're wealthy or you're poor, the present moment can give so much more.
That was Currency from the Heartfelt and Personal EP entitled Timeless, which was just released around a week ago by Kevin California. Originally from Edmonton and currently based in Toronto, Kevin is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer who's performed extensively across Canada and the United States. I spoke with Kevin over Skype. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks a lot for having me on your show, May.
Let's go way back to your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I would say, you know, not immediately. It was my great-grandfather that I was told he used to sing in bars and be quite a bit of an indie singer himself. I never got to meet him, but yeah, I'd say there's something in the genes that may have gotten passed down that gives me that deep desire to continue singing on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the very first album was that you ever bought for yourself?
Ah, great question. I would say that's hard to say because I know that, and this is quite funny, the first album that I really listened to over and over again was the soundtrack for The Lion King. my sister gave that to me as a gift, and I don't know. I just thought that it was really great. One side was, you know, this really produced, really classically inspired songs, which I think were most of the songs that were featured on the film. And then the other side was Elton John's performances of a lot of those same songs. And I thought it was great to just see the two differences of how things were produced. And I thought that was really, great to learn from at a young age.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
So my most recent purchase of a guitar was a Gibson Les Paul 70s tribute, or maybe it's a 60s tribute. I can't remember, but, it's gold. It doesn't have the glossy finish, so it's kind of like you can really feel the wood, and it has some great resonance through the whole wood. And Yeah, that's probably my favorite guitar right now. And I'm looking at maybe getting maybe a Fender Strat as well. Two of my big guitar influences growing up was Slash from Guns N' Roses and Jimi Hendrix. So Slash being a Gibson Les Paul player, and Jimi Hendrix was a Stratocaster player. So if I can have those two in my toolbox, I think I'm pretty set.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have guessed those two for big influences for you. Who do you feel are some of your more current influences?
Yeah, I mean, my taste of music is all across the board, and really, I got more into like the folk rock scene, more as necessity, because what happened was I traveled out west. So I was born in Edmonton and I grew up around Toronto, but then I traveled out west to British Columbia and I lived there for a few years, and I could only bring so many things in a car or with a bunch of friends that I was traveling with. So I brought kind of the bare minimum. And then when I went down to LA, it was kind of the same story. So I found that my gear setup was getting kind of more and more minimal, and I just used what I had. So I got more into, like, let's say Jack Johnson and Jason Mraz and Ben Harper, Neil Young, kind of a little bit more of those sounds, because there was a lot of acoustic guitar. And so yeah, my influence has changed over the years, based on, yeah, the fact that I was traveling and could only take certain instruments with me.
You released your debut record, Dear Mom, in 2014, followed by a couple singles, and you've just released your new EP, Timeless, about a week ago. How do you feel your sounds evolved with the new music?
Yeah, I would say I keep with, so far, a general natural sound. Like, I don't do too many like synths or things like that. It's a lot of keyboards or organ, piano. Then you have acoustic guitars, electric guitars, bass, drums. I really enjoy percussion. I find that I get a lot of great feedback too on the songs that are quite percussive. For example, the first single off my new EP, Timeless, doesn't actually have any drums. It's really stripped down. Yeah, I think it's just four instruments, and so yeah, my sound has kind of stayed within that natural instrument realm. I don't get too, yeah, into like the new ways of producing sounds from a computer and stuff like that. Who knows what the future will bring? Maybe I'll tinker with that as well, because I think it's important to go with what feels right. I don't sit down and go, okay, this has to sound like this because that is me. Instead, I listen to the melody and lyrics I've written in a song, and I think, I don't even think, like, I just get a feeling, okay, this needs a viola or this needs an organ, and then I throw it on, and sometimes it won't actually fit after I record it. So in the post-production stage, I'll kind of pull back on some of the instruments, or maybe they'll still, it'll need something else, and I'll go back into the studio and do some more overdubs. So yeah, I'd say the sound so far has been kind of like a folk rock with influences of, a bit of reggae and things like that.
You just mentioned the title track, Timeless. Lyrically, what was the inspiration for that one?
So I started writing that song in Los Angeles, and it started with literally just two chords. I was playing on a ukulele. I just started to learn ukulele in the last few years, so I was looking up chords and I came across these two chords, which are the base of that song. And I said, you know what, that could be something. And I go through my journals and started piecing some lyrics together and adding more new lyrics. And I knew it was kind of like a sit back and relax, kind of enjoy the moment feeling with the chords and just the simplicity of it. So when I got to the lyric writing stage, I really wanted to focus in on, enjoy the moment. Don't think too much about where you were or where you still want to be or where you want to go. Because I actually finished the song when I came back to Canada. I was living in Montreal. So it was quite an adjustment for me at first. And I wanted to express how I was feeling and kind of what I concluded from going through that experience. And it really was that, you know, space and time is a continuum. It's all connected, and it doesn't really matter where you are or when you are somewhere. It's the most important that, you know, and you enjoy that specific moment in time. And that's really where any joy and happiness comes from.
As you